Welcome back.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. My name is Marielle.
My name is Trevor.
And you are listening to M&T's Audio Adventure on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I like the little gap and the little breath in between.
I feel like I always kind of like, at one point I'm like, wait, am I almost done? Nah, and I have to keep going and I need another breath. And it's like...
You change it every time a little bit. I always find it kind of funny. Yeah. Sometimes you'll, like, speed through it. Other times you'll take your time, do, like, a huge deep breath.
I do a big deep breath most of the time. Well, you typically do the intro and I do the outro, and the outro is pretty rushed, so I'm like...
Yeah, usually it's kind of like you're, like, at an auction or something, or you're the person auctioning off something, and you just get going through it as quickly as possible. But the intro, you, like, slow down a little bit.
Yeah, maybe I'm auctioning off songs.
Ooh.
Or, I don't know.
Nice. Well, that was just 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that was 1, 2, 3, 4 by Feast. And then next up, we're going to listen to Roddy by DGAO.
This is your song, not mine.
Gioge. I don't know how to say it. That's okay. I apologize to anyone who does know how to say it. And then Meta Modernity.
There we go.
By
Star Center 9 to 5.
By
if you
Vampire.
Have any academic needs, especially during finals, they got you.
Ugh, I'm sorry. These names are like really weird tonight. I don't know. I had some really good like playlists recently that like I don't know Spotify has recommended me, and they've been great. And so I pulled a lot of songs that I've like have newly listened to, and they all have really funky names.
I've been, unfortunately, in the trenches studying for the past week, so I've actually just pulled songs that I found over Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to everyone who celebrated.
Happy Thanksgiving. Shout out fams, all families who celebrated. Shout out my fam. There were a lot of us at Thanksgiving.
All the Italians in one place. Now,
no, not Italians. It was a pizza bagels.
Sorry, all the Italian Jews.
Because there were both sides.
Oh, I like it.
Three sets of grandparents, one of which were not mine, but they were my cousins.
Got it.
It is fine.
I was a little confused.
But also, thank you, Emma, for playing Feast this week. We were playing music, and she was playing a song by the artist that just sang 1, 2, 3, 4. And I was like, wait, this sounds so familiar. I know this voice, but I don't know this song. And then she played this one, and I don't know. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make... I literally, in that moment, I was like, I'm going to start the radio playlist.
That's good. And then you didn't share it with me until 2 days later.
I forgot. Do you know who the picture of is on ours?
Your dog.
It's not my dog. It's Gizmo.
Aww.
It's my uncle's dog. Aww. Anyways, on that note, we probably should play some music because this is a radio that plays music. So next up is Roddy, and we'll be back.
Woo.
Things are looking up. That time is out.
Oh, apart a troubled heart from any tree. Sing about it in LA. In clouds in the rear view, you start humming along to the first verse of your favorite song that you quote each day with the words all wrong. So call me when the world looks bleak. I love you, but it's hard to believe. With every day, we'll start to see. It's metamodernity.
Alrighty, that just was In My Head Till I'm Dead by Surf Curse, and then before that was Wasted Summers by Juju, and Meta Modernity by Vansire. All some good ones. I don't know, all kind of interesting.
Yeah, sir. Is my mic on?
Your mic? Yeah, your mic is on.
All right.
I can hear you. He doesn't trust me.
I don't trust you.
I don't know why he doesn't trust me. Wait, which mic are you on?
4.
Huh. Mic 3 is on. I told you mic 3 was the one you should be using.
You see?
Ah, yeah.
This is why I don't trust her.
No, I told you that earlier because mic 4 isn't on the board.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
So it's not my fault. It's actually your fault, is what I'm hearing. He's just, like, having trouble because a lot of times he's in, like the fancy chair doing, like, the hard work. But I got here first today.
It's the first time.
It's not true.
I was late. I was eating dinner. But anyways.
I tracked you.
All right, stalker. Going back to the music, Surf Curse was one of my top artists this year.
On the Spotify Wrap?
On the Spotify Wrap, sorry, yes.
I could hear that. That was your phone?
Yeah. All right. Which is kind of surprising because I don't think I listen to that much of them.
I think we listen to a lot of Surf Curse on the radio.
I think we listen to a lot of Surf Curse on the radio. But they're pretty good. I mean, I have like my couple of songs that I really like, and they don't have a ton of music, but they're pretty good.
They're pretty good. We need to like buy more concert tickets.
I agree. Like next semester. We're going to go see Caravan Palace. You guys should all come.
Everyone listening.
Everyone listening. You guys should all pull up to MGM on April 10th for Caravan Palace.
Wow, you really have it down. Oh, my God. Anyways, next up, we're going to play Poor Grammar by Roar, and then Reptilia by The Strokes, and then Lost in Translation by The Neighborhood. I've really been into Reptilia by The Strokes. I don't know. The listeners don't know this, but like I feel like when the song plays, we're gonna be like dancing and like blasting it.
Of course, Reptilia is not my favorite of theirs, but I do love The Strokes. They're one of my favorite artists, and I was surprised that they weren't up on my top 5.
Mm. I want to get a Strokes record. When I went to the record store in Ball Square, they didn't have any.
That'd be sick.
And every single time that I talk to my dad, he's like, you know, I could come to Boston, and then we can go to the record store. And I'm like, okay, priorities.
Yeah,
love you,
seriously.
Dad. Love you, Dad, but priorities.
Whenever my parents come out, they're like, hey, like, have you been to the North End recently? I hear there's some good food there. Maybe we can go out. Speaking of which, my mom just texted me, so hey, Mom, thank you for listening. but I added a Stroke song for you called Brooklyn Bridge to Chorus. So that'll be playing later as an ode to Brooklyn. But for right now, we are going to be playing
Poor Grammar by Roar. And then we'll be back with a PSA. So see you in a bit.
Punctuated by some
Hello. Sorry.
Hello.
I don't know why I can't function today. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, cool.
That just was Lost in Translation by The Neighborhood, and then Reptilia by The Strokes, and Poor Grammar by Roar. Three bangers, if I do say so myself.
I think, yeah, no, that's fair.
I loved all three of those. And I did crank up the monitor to a really, really, really like loud setting.
That's true. I was mid sentence.
I know, but it was really, like, it's on. It was a really good, like, part of the song. I'm sorry, I did do that too. He was like gonna tell me something, and I was like, by the way, I think we should speak in 3 seconds.
Yes.
Which is why I took a second, and I was like,
It is time for our favorite point of the night.
This is our favorite point of the night.
I mean, besides when I walk through the door and I'm like, it's radio time. Woo!
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It is time for the PSA.
Take
and I'd like
away,
to mention
Trevor.
That the PSA, the title of it, is written in that spooky Halloween font, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
I mean, a life without microorganisms. Did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry. They're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. I really like who's ever writing these.
This is not what I thought you were going to read.
I was like, should I do a probiotic PSA tonight? She's like, yep, that sounds like a good one.
I don't know. I don't know. That's not what I expected. That was a good one. That was new.
I know. You can make infinite amount of yogurt now.
I just saw a TikTok about dry yogurt. It's like going viral.
Is that like astronaut?
No, it's like you just dry yogurt overnight, and then you like make it all pretty and eat it. But someone was like, it tastes the same as yogurt. Like, what's the point? And I was like, that's the internet.
All right, there we go.
I don't know. It was really weird to me, but that's okay. I'm going to give a quick shout out to my family, specifically Jamie. Asked for a shout out. Thank you all for listening. It really does mean a lot. I feel like I spoke about radio a lot over Thanksgiving. And my bestest friend, Trevor.
Shout out to my roommates also. They've been texting a little bit.
Yeah, we heard. Ding.
All right. I'm sorry. The one time I forgot to turn off.
No, it's okay. I'm sorry, so you're supposed to...
Making fun of her best friend.
You're allowed
it's so good.
To tease me, and I'm not allowed to tease you.
What do I ever tease you about?
Shout out to the Star Center, open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Also a fun fact for our listeners, Mariel's brother, 16-year-old brother...
No, 17.
17-year-old brother got his license before she did.
Congratulations, Peyton. So proud, really scared, no one drive on the roads.
Manhattan's a dangerous place these days.
It is a dangerous place these days. On that note, we're going to play some more music. Next up is If You Want To by Bita Buddha Bee. And then Brooklyn Bridge to Chorus by The Strokes. And then I Want to Hold Your Hand by The Beatles.
Oh.
So nice. So nice. Those are the two that you added.
I did. I added more than two.
No, I know, but like...
Oh,
at least,
I did add those
like,
two,
you
yes.
added them because, like, we started with a song, and I was like, yeah, nah, that's not what we're starting with, and you took a song out, and
yeah.
Alrighty, so we're just gonna play them, and we'll be back in a bit.
If you wanna take me, go ahead and try my head. Experience is nothing compared to the sleep paralysis in my bed. If you wanna love me, try to get inside my brain. Experience is nothing compared to the nights I'm always up so late. Bird bugs in my mind, keep them all alive. Insomnia creeps at night, sleep paralysis till I die. Die. 'Cause if you
try to.
I wanna hold
containers that I fill with my past. You can find them on the second floor under my bed. I miss the days when girls were scary, scarier than spiders. Walks through the night that didn't take us anywhere. I had funny looking legs, you were funnier than most people knew you were. But I knew you well. We skipped a class or two to write a couple songs. They were always pretty good, till the next year we realized. Showed him to the world, introduced him to rock and roll, YouTube and girls. I miss the days when the girls were scary. My mama said you were a bad influence, but I've never been influenced by anyone that could write or sing or make up shit. You made me who I am. You had my back and I had yours. Didn't die when we were fired. Started a band without a drummer and a mic. Got a show within a week that I thought would be a show changing my life. Yeah.
confused as of late.
Yeah.
Watching my youth slip away.
Yeah.
You don't like the sun, you wake me up, but you drain me out if I get too much. I might leave room or I'll break. Are we too young for this? Feels like I can't move. If I left right now, doing what I can, trying to be a man. And every time I kiss you, baby, I can hear the sound of breaking down. I'm not choosing, and we both want to say I'm sorry for something that we cannot stop. You've been alright, you're losing time for me and our fight, so I'm done writing for you, baby. Now this gonna be the last I got. I'll miss you.
I try someone else, I'll still miss you. I'll miss you.
Way longer than I was, and I was just like, where is the button? It's okay.
Is my mic on? Yeah, my mic's
yes,
on.
Yes, it's on.
I'm sorry, I just don't trust. So you just listened to Roommates by
Malcolm Todd.
Todd. Malcolm Todd. Sorry, the computer's in front of her. Wait, I got this.
And then Softcore by The Neighborhood, Out of Tune by The Backseat Lovers, nice. And I Want to Hold Your Hand by The Beatles.
I have to say something about The Backseat Lovers.
You have to.
I have to. It's important. Someone, I was on a small road trip earlier this month, and my friend Nate showed me this song, and I've been listening to it almost nonstop.
My friend Nate.
Doesn't it sound like a nice movie?
He's my friend, too.
Oh, our friend Nate showed us a lovely song,
yes,
called Out of Tune, and it's great, and I really like The Backseat Lovers, and I've been listening to them a lot recently, so I just thought to say that.
That's cool.
Yeah. The next songs that you guys will be listening to are Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners and Misses by Dominic Fike.
Wait, I actually don't know if we have time for Come On Eileen.
Well, we're going to be playing one of those two songs.
We're going to play some of Come On Eileen, and then we'll be back for a quick little outro, and then Misses. Show's almost over, so yeah.
Woo!
Short, but sadly we're at the end of our show.
Oh, we'll be missing you guys as much as Mrs. by Dominic Fike. Anyways, I'm Trevor.
And I'm Marielle.
And this is M&T's Audio Adventure, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow, okay, targeted. We hope you had a great time listening to our show. We know we had such a blast.
I will
be back here next week.
I will most likely be back here next week, but if not, we've had a great semester.
Yep. And love all of our listeners, and we will see you next time.
At a hopefully normal time slot.
Yeah,
again.
If we could keep this one, that would be incredible.
That would be.
But we'll see. This is Mrs. by Dominic Fike. It was my top song on my Spotify.
Aww.
And such a good one to end us off. So have a great night, everyone.
See ya.